League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's good, everybody? Happy holidays. Happy Christmas holidays. Eve. Happy, I think, first day of Hanukkah.
Happy birthday to my grandmother.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jesus. We always say happy birthday, Santa, on Christmas because TJ's parents get so annoyed.
Oh, it's not Santa's birthday.
Yeah, it's Jesus.
Are they religious?
Like, not like, really.
Kind of Catholic?
Yeah, they're just got like, it. They don't get like mad. They're just like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Classic parents.
Oh, it's the day before. Wow, the first day of Hanukkah is on Christmas. That's really nice.
That's cool. It lines up like that.
Honestly, mm-hmm. I'm going to be a little anti-Semitic. You get your own day.
Whoa.
Wait, that's kind of sick for, like, there's kids out there that celebrate both, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure, yeah.
So that's pretty sick for those kids. Yeah. They're like, we get an so extra fun. Long holiday.
And then
like,
it starts Hanukkah, so you have 8 days after that.
That's
I also
sick.
Love when Christmas is on a Wednesday, because that means the whole week. Before and after everyone, we're getting out of office responses.
Is it on Wednesday?
We can post it after the holiday. Like, yeah, it's Wednesday this week.
Oh, cool.
Or this year. And
oh, cool.
Like, the worst is when Christmas is on like a Saturday. If Christmas is on a Saturday,
yeah, it's
you get no time off.
Yeah, truly.
It's just like, yeah,
it's your year.
I know. I love it. Nothing gets posted.
Really exciting news. I guess a little Christmas gift.
Whoa, wait, what? Breaking news.
Shut up.
Well, it's not breaking news, but. McDonald's is bringing back the snack wrap.
Oh. I thought you were pregnant.
No, I didn't think this.
But then I was like, you would have had more fun. You would have done
Aaron
something.
Aaron just postmated a plan B.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, they are bringing back the snack wrap. The president of McDonald's did do
Thank
an interview.
Thank God.
2025, baby.
But he would not confirm a true exact date on when it would happen due to competitive reasons.
Yeah, they.
This is not an ad.
They tweeted like the format of a date, and it was like XXXX 2025.
Ooh.
So who knows? It better be Jan 1.
Jan 1 of 2025.
The snack wrap is the one that's like in the little like
tortilla.
Carton thing, and you.
They're so good.
Yeah, I like the
ranch,
packaging of it.
It's like the best fake healthy meal.
It was the best thing to get
because you feel like you're kind of eating healthy.
Yeah, and just a little crispy chicken with some ranch.
Don't
and
they also
lettuce?
Have a burger one too?
I don't know. I only ever got the ranch.
I was like kind of the burger one that's in a tortilla. Like you get everything that was in the burger, but chopped up.
I actually don't
tortilla.
Know if I would like that.
Oh, yum.
I would order it at
like
Sonic a
Big Mac tortilla.
Yeah, pretty much.
Will it be limited time, or it's you think it's like they're bringing it back?
Hopefully, they're bringing it back.
What's the other thing that people love? The McRib.
McRib.
No.
Do they sell the shakeable salads? Remember those, like in the cup, and it was I don't remember, like Destiny's Child.
They're so
was
gross.
Always, like,
I'm not getting a salad from McDonald's.
They're just like it's like you're better off just eating a fucking burger. I think.
Yeah.
RFK is going to shut it down before it comes out.
No.
He
How
was just
he?
Having Mickey D's on the plane,
I
wasn't
know.
He?
Yeah, he had a it was his hazing moment.
You think so?
Oh yeah, they're like, yeah, you think you're gonna. Do this, eat this fucking McDonald's, boy.
You think that's really what happened?
I mean, that's what it seems like. He's talking about how, whatever, we
I
don't
feel
need
like,
to do.
I mean,
they just got so upset. You're probably right.
That RFK is going to ban McDonald's.
I hope they put it out before Trump takes office. We can get
better
a little
be Jan 1.
Taste.
Better be Jan 1.
You just need a little, get 20 days
There's
of
no
snack wraps.
I don't think RFK can like actually ban all this shit because there's so many other things.
We're
in
for a wild fucking
I'm
ride.
I'm scared.
It's
going to
be
whatever.
A nightmare. I do really? Like the people making fun of his voice, though.
Mr.
That never gets old.
Positive.
How is
it
that
hasn't
funny?
Happened yet. Because
fuck him. That's why it's funny.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, but it's just like.
Dude, fuck him.
Okay.
Who?
RFK.
Oh, making fun of his voice?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever we got. All I don't give a fuck.
He's a terrible person.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Cheated on all of his wives. Cheated on his current wife. Fuck him.
Did you guys see the JonBenet Ramsey?
No, you just asked us that.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I forgot.
He's like, I'm sorry.
Never mind. Moving on.
Well, what is that? A new series?
Yeah, it was a cold case thing.
But do you have trauma?
No. My opinion changed.
You just act like a wounded animal sometimes.
Yeah.
And
my
I don't know how to like operate.
Changed. No. It's okay. I forgot that you said it, so I was just mad that it would be pointless to talk about.
Okay. I just don't want you to feel
No. We've already talked about it. I was just curious if you guys had anything to bring to the table.
No, because I haven't seen it. And I don't really know what it is.
It's like actors or a documentary?
Documentary. Okay. We're talking to John Ramsey, her dad. Like, it's really like the Ramsey's,
John,
like...
JonBenet Ramsey's the kid, right?
Yeah.
And she got murdered, and yes, no one knows who did it, but it's probably the dad.
Or the brother.
Brother.
Combination of both.
And they're interviewing the dad.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they're interviewing the dad.
Is it good?
Yeah. Okay. It changed my mind, but then I did more research, and then I changed my mind back.
Oh.
We're really here for the holiday spirit, everybody.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, we're just talking about happy things.
Well, it probably will get a little negative, since we are doing Am I the Asshole?
Holiday edition.
I also got some Am I Overreacting?
Oh, love. Okay. Do you want to start us off? Somebody?
Sorry, I was looking at my favorites and I forgot to favorite them, so I couldn't find any, but now I found them. Okay, I can start.
Yes.
Am I the asshole for telling my son he can pay for a holiday upgrade? I'm taking my kids to Hawaii for Christmas. The hotel prices are absolutely criminal. At this point, I'm seriously thinking about booking a rental RV instead. I noticed that the difference between two beds and three beds is like $1,200 for the whole trip. So I decided to get two beds. Me and my 11-year-old son and 10-year-old nephew will share one bed, and my 17-year-old and 8-year-old will share the other. My 17-year-old had a fit over the idea of sharing a bed with his brother. I told him there was nothing to be upset about. My 8-year-old takes melatonin at 8 and is dead asleep by 8:30. You can prod him with a stun gun and this boy will not wake up. My 17-year-old goes to bed at 10 p.m. My 17-year-old is still angry at the thought that I so I told him to go ask his mom to pay for the difference and I'll get you your own bed. I'll get you your own presidential suite if she pays for it. Otherwise, there's nothing wrong with sharing a bed with your little brother. Am I the asshole for making him pay for an extra room?
What bedroom is she staying in? Is she married? Or what's like the whole...
She's obviously staying
in another room, and I guess...
She should sleep with the kid.
At this point, I'm serious. Yeah, it says...
But is she a single mother?
Seems like they're divorced.
I'm not sure, and I don't know if it's a man or woman.
Oh, I think that's a man. Because he said, I'll ask my wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
You know what? Because he's 17, I mean... No,
a
I think you are
a bit of an
ass. I think it's not like the kid is going to carry through with it, but it's like, listen, if you want to pay for the upgrade, if you want to get your money together and you really want the peace of mind, then do it.
And ask your mom.
But also, I don't know what type of hotel they're staying at. They also have like cots you can bring up and stuff like that.
That's true.
You can accommodate and move some things around and make it like happen.
Yeah.
You can also buy an inflatable like cot as well and set up his own little area. It sucks that he's 17 years old
like
and he has to be in a bedroom with these young siblings.
Why can't he just come in after they go to bed, like go do his own thing? If they sleep through the night, why can't he just get the room key, go out, do his thing, and then come back?
Because he's only 17.
But I also feel like the dad should just be sleeping with the 8-year-old. Like, it's kind of like you're like putting the responsibility of the teenager
as
on
the parent.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true too.
Because because he said, sorry, I'm like trying to go back. Two beds. So it's him, his 11-year-old son, and 10-year-old nephew will share a bed. So it's three people in a bed, and then the 17-year-old and 8-year-old will share the other.
Maybe you shouldn't be going on vacation.
If they're all in one room?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know. He's not explaining like that the wife is in the picture. Like, he should also get a room that has two beds, and his 17-year-old son sleeps in the other bed. He sleeps in that bed, and he had the room with the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know, but then leaving young kids, how old is the youngest one?
The youngest is... 10?
No, 8, I thought you said.
Hopefully it's a resort where they have like adjoining door thing, and then make sure that you bolt the that one door pretty aggressively.
What I'm picturing is it's one room with two beds.
Yeah.
Which isn't like that crazy. Like I feel like I went to Chicago with my friend Caitlin and her parents. And like, we slept in a bed, her parents slept in the other bed. And I feel like that's like kind of normal for like when you're growing up.
Yeah, but if you're 17, that's a little annoying.
I was like 23.
And also,
they were considering an RV. So this family seems like they're pretty used to like roughing it and cramping all together. If you guys were to be in an RV, that sounds even way more cramped than what it is. And I don't know if this is something they've done in the past RV trips. So maybe the 17-year-old's kind of used to doing something like this, but he's just being stubborn.
I feel like if they know that this is going to be the case, they can literally bring an inflatable mattress or like something if they want.
Yeah.
There's no way a 17-year-old is also affording a second room if this family of two adults can only afford one. Like,
well, he said otherwise get, I think, your mom.
Ask your mom.
Yeah. My 17-year-old is so angry, blah, blah.
It's him and four kids total and a dad in one bedroom. And it's a 17-year-old and then 11 and below.
And he said,
yeah, it's
tough. I told him to go ask his mom to pay for the difference and I'll get you your own bed. The difference is like $1,200.
That's way too much.
Where the frick are they staying?
They probably just need another room.
I'll sleep outside. Fuck that. $1,200.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know. It sounds like I think you need to really try to compromise and with the kid.
People deemed him the asshole.
Oh, I don't really think that. I mean, it's like obviously way above his means.
I know.
What is he supposed to do? I'd be like, okay.
I could just see him just express. He's probably just like expressed that. Well, like if you want your own thing, then you can pay for it. As just like, you know, just being like a parent who's had it and you're just trying to be like, if that's what you want to do. And I think that kid took it really to heart and is making the dad feel bad for just saying that.
Maybe.
And I think he could just be like, listen, I was just trying to like talk out loud and trying to like say it as a form of, I don't want to say discipline, but like negotiating.
Reality check, yeah.
But hopefully they figure it out. But I think there are some really good air mattresses that you can fit in it, so on, and you can take it. And it would be, even the son could even pay for his own air mattress, and it would be 200 or less than that.
What are the people saying?
Okay, that's what I just looked up. So somebody said, the top comment is, you're the asshole for shoehorning 5 people into 2 beds.
Yeah.
You can't afford this vacation.
That's.
Mm. And then someone said, good Lord, we've all become so spoiled in life. It's a vacation. Well, whatever. The next comment is, why go to the trouble to have a vacation if no one will be comfortable? 3 people in 1 bed is too many. I cannot imagine.
Well, they're little kids.
I know, it's still just, I just can't. Are you planning on lying about number of guests? Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Oh yeah, how many guests are staying?
Well, I guess with kids, it's fine.
Also, grow up.
Overloading room isn't right. In case of fire, hotels need to know exact number of people in the room.
Oh,
that
my
is
boy.
So
unfair.
That's like such a Karen. So fucking annoying.
Rule followers. Actually, it's illegal for.
Someone said, did you know many hotels will provide a cot upon request? Not the asshole. Sharing a bed with his sibling in this circumstance should be a non-issue unless there's something lurking beneath the surface other than brattiness. But then again, one must wonder why the 17-year-old is freaking out and why you need to knock an 8-year-old out with melatonin. Yes, very curious. You're the asshole.
Yeah, you shouldn't be drugging
the whole
eight-year-old.
Melatonin thing. That was a really weird thing to toss in. I didn't think
so, like,
about
I think a 17-year-old boy wanting his own bed is not like being a brat. He's just like a teen going through like
life
stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't want to share a bed with a fucking 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Because you're like, we're 2 different people.
People are so extreme.
Truly.
Your son's a brat. Like, no, he's just a teenager.
I know. Like, I'd be acting that way at 33.
Jeez.
I have a good one.
Okay.
This will be hopefully a spirited debate.
Ooh, okay.
Would I be the a-hole if I asked my husband to stop buying me gifts for all future occasions? Every Christmas, holiday, Valentine's Day, anniversary, etc., he spends money on junk that I don't like and will never use. I appreciate the thought, but it seems like it's a total waste for him to keep buying me stuff that I hate. Hmm. So this year for Christmas, I thought I came up with a solution. I gave him a list of things that I would like, but instead of getting me the stuff on the list, he got stuff that is similar, but way cheaper. So instead of getting me a $50 ring that I put on the list, he got a $10 ring that looks similar, but made of super cheap, low quality material. It's a nice thought, but I can't wear it because the metal causes my skin to break out in a rash. When I asked him why he didn't get me the one on the list, he got offended and said that he doesn't like being told what to buy me, so he thought it was a nice compromise. I don't want to receive any more disappointing junk that gets thrown into a drawer and never sees the light of day. Would I be the asshole if I told him to just stop buying me gifts?
No.
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 But I think she's unhappy. Like, there's more going on here.
I mean,
there's something going on deeper because it's like,
Think he's just bad at buying gifts. I don't think he's like a bad, I don't know if there's something more beneath the surface, but I think she needs to be like, listen.
But she did.
Is this her husband or her boyfriend?
Husband.
Husband.
Did she say, here's what I like?
I think it's important to be like conscious consumers in your house. We don't need more junk. If you're asking for things that you feel like you need, that's what the household needs. Why buy stuff that you do not need? And I put that down on my Christmas list this year because, like, sometimes, like, people in our family or whatever
give
gifts. Like, you know, they're shopping. Matt will love that. Matt will love that.
Here's
and, like,
a T-shirt with a microphone on it. He does podcasts.
Yes, exactly. There's times where I'm just like, while I appreciate the thought that went in thinking that I would like this gift, I would prefer that you just stick to the list of things because I just want to have a little bit more control and a more minimalist lifestyle of the things I own. And I put that on my list this year.
What you put all that on your list?
I wrote something out, but like I was even with my parents talking about that before I put the list, and I go, would I be the asshole? I even asked my parents if I put that on the list,
oh,
and I go,
funny.
My parents go, no, you totally can put that on your list. We'll respect that. So
I think it's good to just like if your significant other gives you a list of what they want, why would you go and get a shittier version?
I think I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I think he might just be kind of an idiot and not good at buying gifts.
You tend to say this about men, though.
The men are idiots.
Enough excuses.
I know, but like,
he might
laid
just be
out
like,
right in front of him.
But he might be like, oh, yeah, she wanted a ring. Oh, this one's cheaper. Great. I'll save us money and I'll get her what she wants. And he's just like, dumb guy, doesn't get it.
That's fair.
And I think she might just need to say, like, when I tell you I want this one, this is the one I want. Like, I wanted a Razor scooter. When I was 12 years old, my grandpa bought me a Laser scooter. Not the same.
A Laser scooter.
And it's not.
It's a Temu.
And I'm just like, this sucks.
I think it's like,
you know.
Does he consistently do this to her? Or is this just like this just happened for the first time ever?
It sounded like he buys her things that she doesn't want
all
ever. And he's just buying junk all the time. So she was like, well, here's what I want.
Yeah,
she should just switch up the tone. Be like, baby, I love you so much. I am so grateful that you give me gifts.
Give me junk.
And I want to say thank you for everything you've given me in the past.
Yeah.
I am trying to do something new this year where I want to be a little bit more conscious about the things we bring into this home. I don't want junk. But once again, I love you, and I'm so thankful for everything. But let's just try something new this year, and I would really like that if you respect it. If she just switches up her tone, has a sense of humor, and is lighthearted about it, I think she could probably get her way and won't come off like an asshole.
Yeah. I think that's a fair compromise.
I'd be pissed.
If you got a $10 ring instead of a $50 ring?
No, it's not about the money. It's just like the fact that you gave him a list and he didn't get anything that you asked for.
Yeah.
Would be something that in my, not now, today, I've grown a lot, but like, if I was like 23 and someone gave me like, oh, I would love this sweater from Abercrombie, and I see one at Kmart that looks exactly the same, I'm like, oh, that's the sweater she wanted.
Totally.
And it's way cheaper.
No, if you did that now, even I'd be like, oh. Like, I wouldn't think he would do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I would be like, Mike, come on.
I know. But now I know. I empathize because I used to be a dumb guy.
Yeah.
Be a dumb guy.
But then I, you know.
You're a dumb guy.
You hang out with like smart, intelligent girls, and then you learn how to be a better person.
That's true.
That's my theory.
Because women are smart.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Am I the asshole for making while we're on this discussion, a Christmas anti-list?
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I, 33 female, admit I am difficult to buy gifts for. I really don't want more things than I have. I have so much stuff and nowhere to put it. A recent move really opened my eyes to this. Plus, I'm financially stable enough and have cheap enough hobbies that I can usually just buy myself something when I want it. That brings us to a recent issue with my mother. She asked a couple weeks ago for everyone in the family to start our Christmas list so she can get started on her Christmas shopping. Yeah, she starts very early. This is all done on a Google Doc that is shared with the family, and then people will message around to talk about who is getting what so we're not accidentally buying the same thing for each other.
Smart.
Like an informal registry, I guess. I couldn't think of much I wanted. I asked for some tickets to sports games, silly and non-mass produced tchotchkes, scented candles, and gift cards to a few restaurants. While trying to come up with ideas for things, mostly I just kept dreading all the sorts of things I usually get for Christmas and have to find a place for. I decided to include a list of things not to buy me, figuring that might be as helpful as a list of things I do want. On the list, I put things like fun socks.
Oh, yeah.
Funko Pops. Anything I have to assemble, aka Merry Christmas, I got you a chore you have to do now. Throw blankets, jewelry, throw pillows, decorations, etc.
Oh, my God. This is a lot.
I'm not done. Okay.
I intended to go back and add more things I do want later, but the day after I made the anti-list, my mom called asking why I did that and complaining that I never like the gift she gives me. I have told her in the past I don't want these things, and she'll remember for a year, then buy me a pair of slipper socks the next, which then join the four other pairs I already don't wear. I pointed this out, and she complained about how hard it is to buy me gifts and that just getting me gift cards is boring. She said I'm just going to end up with a bunch of candles, then complain about that next year. I told her that was just all I could think of in the moment, and I'll add more stuff I thought of. She thinks it's negative to have the anti-list and wants to delete it, but my brother and his wife have both made anti-lists now.
Oh!
So have an uncle and a cousin. This is a huge Google Doc.
Oh my God. That's going to be hard to navigate.
My brother also joked about a secret anti-list for their kids to avoid getting terribly messy or noisy toys. Others are split. Some don't care. Some people think it's helpful. Others agree it's negative and not in the Christmas spirit. My mom seems to be the main person against it, probably because she has bought me at least three of everything on the anti-list except jewelry and feels like I'm embarrassing her. Oh, that's sad. I guess I just want an outside opinion on if this is an okay thing I've done or if I am an ungrateful
asshole. Mean, it's getting like a little crazy with everyone's. Because it's like, how are you navigating
that? I love the anti-list.
I know.
That's great. If her siblings and like cousins or whatever, everyone was joining in on like adding to the anti-list, it seems like people actually like are down for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone can have a say because in what they do not want.
I think in this situation, I'd be like, okay, how about everyone just write down 10 things they very much want, and that's it. We can't get you anything else. Or 5 things. I don't know.
Yeah.
That like, you for me, don't I'm like,
are we losing, no, no, she's saying, are we losing the spirit of Christmas here?
Like over-optimizing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, oh, it's like fun to get things you don't know you're getting.
I know. I true. Agree. But it yeah. is annoying getting like nail no, polish, course. Manicure sets, and you're like from players.
That's so nice as a parent. Like, do not give my kid like yeah. a. There's a thingamabob that just makes constant noise.
I mean, of course.
Like, yeah.
At that point, I would just like if it were me, I'd just be like, can everyone just tell me like exactly what they want, and I will just do that because yeah. There's too many lists.
Because I'm a very spirited Christmas like person, absolutely all the way. An anti-list. Does not seem like ill-spirited at all.
I know, but now, it, like, think about if you gave someone a gift and then the next year on their anti list was something was you gave.
Okay, don't be conscious when you're making your anti like list. Do not make it targeted. Don't
but
say
she kinda
something.
Has to. Poor mom. Because she literally was like, my mom gets me these slippers things. Every year. Like, I don't need any more, so I'm putting that on
I would just say
there.
No. I wouldn't say fun socks. I would just say no footwear or like just no socks. Don't say fun socks. Don't make it seem too.
But what if she But what if she wants regular socks?
You know what? I'm actually not with this girl. Just take the. Your mom clearly loves buying. Ooh, she's gonna love these. They have smiley faces on them.
Donate it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Fun socks, Funko Pops.
Of course.
That's a little true. Much.
If
we could put
waste
that on
their
an anti list.
And get you like little thingies that are like, not going to matter, then yeah. just
can someone
donate
explain
it somewhere nice.
Funko Pops to me?
Like what they are?
What is it? I don't understand.
Funko Pop is like, it's like a bobble. You remember when bobbleheads were all the rage and buying
like
bobbleheads, collecting bobbleheads?
The
they are a form of a bobblehead. They don't like bobble, but it's a miniature figurine that is deeply collectible.
But they're always in the box.
Yeah. Correct, because they stack really. Them. Yeah.
But so you don't, nobody ever takes them out?
They rarely. Do. Some people do, but because there are so many limited batches and rare editions of Funko Pops, they're like a borderline Beanie Baby. People like there's rare ones, people swap and trade them. I think they look hideous. All respect to people who have Funko Pops.
I agree.
Those little demon looking button eyes. It's just, it's not even cute. It looks
button
scary.
Eyes.
But they're always in the box. Why are people not taking them out and using them?
Okay.
Because they're adults.
It's like, okay, and it's like Beanie Babies. Why are the tags on the Beanie Babies?
Yeah.
Like, that's like a way of like how much you want to preserve the collectibleness of the item.
Like, I was in the mall over Black Friday and there's a store. The entire fucking wall.
Yeah.
I got physically ill. I was like, this is awful.
Yeah.
It was, I couldn't believe
it. Funko Pop.
And the guy who made
all
it is now like basically a billionaire.
But it's who is buying? Like, what is the person that's like.
I would say Comic-Con people who are really passionate about pop culture, Star
TV
Wars
shows.
Fans, Game of Thrones fans,
they
cartoons,
make them for
Marvel.
Oh, so they make like
the grandpa
versions.
From Up.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Hinge, the dating app that is designed to be deleted. While the holidays can be crazy, take a moment to pause and reflect on your dating journey over the past year. What do you want in the new year? What will you do differently in your dating journey next year? And before the new year, take some time now and refresh your Hinge profile to better represent who you've grown into in this past year. I've recently updated my prompts. I got rid of some photos that were maybe a little bit older and replaced them with some of my newer ones, a little more fun. And it's always good to just take a look at your profile, give it a refresh, update your photos, your dating intentions, and your props. And in particular, right now, the prompt that says, this year I really want to dot, 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 is a great one to fill in. So for me, this year, I would love to stop dating and find the one. So refresh your Hinge profile early or download Hinge today and set your 2025 dating intentions now. So download Hinge, and if you already have it, refresh your profile for the new year. And now, back to the episode.
Like Michael Scott.
Yeah, if you go to a Comic-Con, it's like so much.
So they have
Funko
like
Pops.
Back to the Future Funko Pops.
Yes, yes, it's, they
and
do.
And literally anything you could think of.
I just showed you, that Funko Pop video game has a Back to the Future level.
Yeah, I would want a little...
Mike, if you get in a Funko Pop,
a Seinfeld
we got to have a
Pop?
Conversation.
Do they have Seinfeld Funko Pops?
Yes, there's... we could get Funko Pops of us.
Wait, you can make them yourself?
Yeah, you can make your own as well.
Oh, they do have Seinfeld Funko Pops.
Larry's kind of cute.
Who was it?
Oh, but these don't look good. That's sick.
He's not Larry David. Joe Volpis does have a Funko Pop.
Oh, he has a lot of Funko Pops.
Wait, that's kind of sick. The Larry David. I don't like the shape of them, though. Like a square
Neither
head.
Neither do I. I do not get it, Mike.
Oh, they have a Larry Bird. Look at his little hair.
Dwight from The Office, I guess.
Yes.
Look at Larry's hair.
That's pretty sick. But the Funko Pop like shape, I just, it's unsettling. It's like Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes. Oh, I don't think they're going to age very well. They seem very like 2010.
They seem old, yeah.
I think that like in theory, it's a great concept, but I hate thinking about it like hurting people's feelings.
Yeah.
And I would rather just be like, an avocado, thanks. And then like donate it. You know what I mean?
Or
like give it to someone who like I know would appreciate it. Like, oh, do you want this blanket? I have too many throw blankets. Do you want to throw blanket?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a little pointed. Like, no fun socks. Hey, mom, remember those eight things you bought me for the last 8 years? I don't want that. That's insulting.
It's so awkward telling people that like, oh, I actually don't like that.
How does anyone ever say that? I don't like this.
I think... I don't know.
It's the thought that counts, you
know? I think also putting it out to like your whole entire extended family, I think maybe a little bit much.
And having multiple anti-lists, I'm just thinking like you need to hire a...
That's what I'm saying.
Like we're losing the spirit of Christmas.
Like you need a Goldman Sachs analyst.
Then I think you can have an anti-list then for your kids. Because the kids ain't going to know that there's an anti-list for them. And I don't think anyone else is going to judge.
Right. Don't buy me any paint or markers or things that could...
It's just you're right. It's just like a part of... the holidays, like if you're lucky to get gifts, it's just like a part of it. You're gonna get stuff that's just kind of junky, always,
right? True.
I feel like that's just like everyone's experience growing up,
totally.
Like, I don't know if that's true about like Hanukkah presents, but like growing up, like extended family, it's always like stuff you won't use, like always,
It's because people go to a gift store to buy gifts. But in your regular life, you're never going to a gift store to buy things because nobody needs anything in a gift store. So it's like...
I am always amazed. Like, who's buying this shit when I walk in stores? Like, is everything in here going to get sold?
Yeah, like a toy store?
Or
are you talking
about... Like a gift
like,
shop.
There's
like
so
a,
many just knickknacks and just junk.
I know.
And
yeah, well, you hate
I'm
the
just
junk.
Like, who's coming in here
I think
and buying
it's like
this
people
thing?
Who just have houses and they have like a shelf that they're like, oh, this would be cute to put... And it's just interior decorating.
Some
and
people just have crazy styles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like all those, like, you know, signs with letters on them. Love happens here.
Oh,
just like,
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like it.
Love
they
happens
do.
Here.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like in a kitchen somewhere?
Yeah. Just so funny. Love happens here.
I don't know.
We eat here.
We eat here.
Okay. Would I be the asshole for announcing my pregnancy at Christmas?
Hmm.
I would like to announce to my entire family on Christmas Eve that I'm pregnant. I have a big family and all my uncles, aunts, and cousins will be present. I know everyone is going to be ecstatic and it'll be a very Merry Christmas for all of us. My pregnancy was not planned, but a very pleasant surprise, and my partner and I are so excited for the baby. The problem is my brother and sister-in-law have been trying to conceive for several years and desperately want children. Their infertility journey has been very difficult. Excuse me, sorry.
She said brother?
Brother and sister-in-law, okay. Yeah. My heart has always ached for them, and this news has been bittersweet because I know I'll have to sit my brother down and tell him. I know my brother will still be happy for me, even though it hurts and that he hasn't been able to conceive with his wife. I literally have like dust in my throat. I'm crying. I'm crying at the story.
I can't conceive.
She's really hard. Okay, my sister-in-law has unfortunately been in a very fragile state the past 4 to 5 years. We all avoid conversations of babies, pregnancy, etc. around her in effort to not upset her. She has been extremely bitter and jealous of friends who have gotten pregnant, but I know mine is going to hit her the hardest. I'm feeling a lot of guilt that it happened to me so easily, not for them. I plan to tell my brother next month in private so he can tell my sister-in-law. Our friends have done the same, so she's not surprised by an announcement. I always want to prepare him for what I'm planning, but I'm stressed they won't come to Christmas if I'll ruin their holiday. I know I can't announce without telling them first. I fear my sister-in-law will break down. One of our mutual friends told me I should follow my plan because this is my story and I still need to live my life. I just feel like I'd be an asshole. There's no other gatherings that my family will be present at, and I can't stop thinking about how special and fun it will be. So, would I be the asshole?
No.
No. And my heart goes out to the couple that that has been struggling to conceive. Like, I get that. And I'm saying this if it were me. And if I were in a situation where I was struggling to conceive and I had been a years of dealing with that, and I found out that my brother and his wife were having a baby, for not one moment would I be jealous or angry about that. But I'm saying this for me.
No, but like you're not going through that. You don't know.
Why? I don't know why.
I think now you can definitely say like I wouldn't be. But like I think it's so different when you're in it.
And I think for the woman too, it's like even harder.
Because it's something like they want so bad.
I think, correct. I know. But then that's something like internally that they need to work on. It's not like people are going to have babies. People are going to be pregnant. Yeah. People shouldn't like tiptoe around like. I understand being jealous or upset that like someone gets a promotion over you and you did all the work and this is like a project and someone else got something that you felt like you deserved. But like a baby is not something that is like, how dare this happen in front of me? Sure, I understand that, yeah, it may suck. And they will experience pain, but feeling that you have to remove the experience of you being so excited to tell your entire family that at Christmas too, everybody, why can't you have that moment? Anybody deserves to have that moment.
That's why
I own it.
That's why I feel like telling them first ahead of time, months prior.
Oh, or whatever. Yes. That's a good idea.
She said that. Yeah, she's like, we're going to tell them way before.
That's a good idea.
But she's worried that they won't come to Christmas because it'll be ruined, because she has said like when people have announced, like the wife gets really bitter and jealous and like, retreats.
I think that's like her best option though. I think that she should still be able to like enjoy this moment with her family.
Yeah.
Do what you think is right ahead of time and like sit your brother down and tell him, and then like they are going to choose what they do and that's their decision. You can't really like control that after you've like done everything you can to try
And she's like going out of her way to make sure that, well, she was deemed the asshole.
Oh. What?
I gotta look it up because now I'm like, what the hell? Top comment is, unpopular opinion, but you would be the asshole, not just because of their infertility or a prediction of a breakdown, which you cannot prevent no matter when you share. Please just let Christmas be Christmas.
Oh my
and
God.
Equally centered on / not centered on everyone. Enjoy privately telling individuals at more appropriate times and then enjoy your baby.
Shut the fuck up. That is such a lame take.
But yeah, I get sucked into, you know, compilations of people over the holiday break, you know, doing the pregnancy reveals to their family. Like, get around, take a picture, 3, 2, 1.
We're pregnant.
Mary's pregnant.
On Thanksgiving one year, my cousin like came out of the bathroom like wearing a shirt that was like, I'm pregnant or whatever. Aww. And it was like the best ever.
Wow.
Because everyone's there.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
That is such a weird fucking thing to say.
Like another person said, do not do this at Christmas, as that is directly shoving it in their face. What
it's
is so
offensive
wrong with
to Jesus.
Yeah, it's like
you're overshadowing Jesus's birthday.
Someone said, it's just like not, I don't know.
Christmas is a time where you're like holly and jolly and you like are with your family. Like that is like one of the best times to do it.
And it's about everyone else. It's about celebrating everybody else. And not about you. It's about giving the gift. You're giving the gift of life and you're sharing it with everybody.
Like, I think those are weird takes.
I think she's totally fine to do what she's going to do. I think she's really good for telling them ahead of time. Yeah. And I think that she is taking their feelings into account. Mm-hmm. And that's all she can really do while still living her own life.
Yes.
And like wanting to do what she wants to do.
Yeah. Because she still deserves to like have a fun, special moment.
And it's like, yeah, I don't know what that's like at all to try to conceive and not be able to and have people around me conceiving. But I think if it were me and I was bitter and jealous, I would be so appreciative that someone came to me ahead of time just to like let me know so I wasn't surprised in the moment. It'll give her a couple months to like deal with it. I'm sure at Christmas it's going to be hard to like watch it because she's like, I wish
also,
that was
depending
me.
On how far along this is, true. She might even be showing it and you can't even do anything about it. Like, it's going to be...
Okay, now what if her her sister, when she tells her, like, hey, I want to let you know that I'm pregnant. I'm also at Christmas. I'm planning to tell everybody. What if she's like, okay, but can you just not do it in, like, this type of way? Or, like, I don't want you... Can you just,
tries to, like, dictate how it happens?
Like, I don't want you to do something that, like, elicits a big reaction out of everybody. What if she starts...
She can't do
what
that.
If she go, okay, right. Okay, right. She can't
no,
do that.
No, because she can control...
Because like, I just don't want, like... I don't know. I'm just trying to... Then I feel like her sister would really be an asshole. Like...
No, and then, then it's, like, on her to, like, decide how she's going to react and, like, handle it.
You're only pregnant once. Or I mean,
wait. Yeah, your first pregnancy.
Your first pregnancy, yeah. And how you
and
want
like telling
to, like,
your family, and it's yes. like it sucks that like that's happening in your family, but it's like seems like either way that's how they would want to announce, so they should be able to do that.
Yeah.
While still taking her feelings into account.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Would she be the asshole if she told the sister and then the sister doesn't come because she's like, I can't be no. around that for the holidays?
No, that's like her decision to not do that.
And she then, has the option. But then everyone in the family is going to be like, oh, this is why she's not here? Because you decided to, like, if the whole family is against her, then I think everybody else.
I found out that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would be on her side. I'd be like, I think that's ridiculous that she shouldn't show up because she's upset that you're pregnant.
I don't know. I feel like I'm so, like.
I know, same.
I wouldn't say. I would just to, like, be like, okay, that. Like, I
understand.
I understand why she's not here, and that's a bummer. But, like, that is what she needs to do for her, like, well-being and mental health. You've just like never been there. I don't know. I couldn't imagine like wanting a baby so bad and then like watching everyone around me.
Yeah.
Getting
pregnant. I've like heard of so many stories and like seen it where it's like that person just gets like, it's hard. I think we've all read Am I Assholes like this too, where it's like, am I the asshole for like announcing when like my sister can't have babies?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's a thing.
I know. Sure. No, I understand. It's like, no, it's deeply like an emotional thing. I think though, you gotta have some space for other people to like allow them to have their moments.
I agree.
It's not.
Yeah. I think that that's true, but I think it can still be hard for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Both can be true.
Am I the asshole for booking a holiday at the same place my sister will be for her honeymoon? This is a resort that can have 1,000 people at once, so not like I'll be keep running into them. She told me that she found this great discount deal because it's undergoing maintenance and off-season. I don't like swimming in chilly weather, but like the other amenities of the resort, and the location is somewhere I've always wanted to go, so decided to take a look and found the same deal. Now my sister is pissed at me. Now my sister is pissed at me, saying I'm stealing her honeymoon. I have no plans to be hanging out with or paying any attention to them. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I think you are.
100%.
Out of all the resorts.
I'm like, no, like can, literally. But can you go any other time?
It's just,
like, why
don't
do you have to go
do
during
that.
Your honeymoon?
Don't do that.
That's so funny. She's like, what's your honeymoon? Wait, what's the discount? I'm going to go.
No, like, what a weirdo. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, wow, what a good deal. Have fun.
Literally. But like, I guess if I was, like, the one on the honeymoon, I guess I'd be like, you can go, but, like, don't expect to like spend time with me.
Well, you know? He might be thinking, I'm not even going to see her. Like, he might
that's
just be like,
too.
I.
Of course.
Yeah, but I do think that if you are doing this, he probably is like the annoying sibling that's like, well, hey, let's get breakfast. Yeah. Like,
and so I get the like, you're stealing my honeymoon. Like, you're going to be posting the same photos and like nothing is like.
It's going to be in her mind. It's going to be in her mind that her brother is like, there.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, he's probably here.
Yeah.
Like,
while you're just sexing it up on your honeymoon.
It's also like one of those things. Like, are you ever like in line at like a museum or something? And then the people who are like in front of you or behind you, you wind up seeing them like the whole time.
Yeah.
It's probably. It'd be like some shit like that where it's like you'd wind up actually seeing each other.
You're like awkwardly at the same restaurant.
Like forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Yes. Literally.
There was an update. I went to sleep and this had 10 comments and now it has hundreds. I canceled the vacation in parentheses with a fee. A lot of people are making a ton of assumptions about me. I really didn't understand why this was a big deal. I'm not a center of attention type of person. I'm not wearing white to my sister's wedding. I'm not in love with the groom, etc. I genuinely didn't
think. Well, people thought that.
I genuinely didn't think it was that big of a deal. Clearly it is. That's also funny. I wasn't downvoting you're the asshole comments. I was asleep when 99% of the comments were made. Thanks for the advice, everyone, except for the person or private message me saying they fucked me up. I don't know what that
part they people are probably like, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, that's some maturity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm wrong. I'm gonna
pay
this.
The fee.
Bullying works.
Yeah, it does. Stupid little brother, dumbass.
Bring back bullying. You heard it here first.
Piss me off.
Did it say how old all these people are? Like, how old was a brother?
Oof, good question. I bet they are like in their 30s.
Okay.
If he is just like a brother and he's booking something, if he has enough money to book a resort for himself.
Okay, but what if it was like a friend?
Like Stassi.
And then you were like, oh, wait, that would be like fun
Stassi
if you were
with
there.
Katie and Tom.
Yeah.
A friend.
Yeah, they were like, oh. I'm
it
like
would if have to be a coincidence.
And Will okay. Darbyshire is like, wait, I want to go to that hotel. Do you mind if I go? Like
over your honeymoon. Like, don't you think it would be a little fun?
If Will Darbyshire and Arden Rose were at the same place during our honeymoon, I kind of wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, but like you knew, he was like, oh, I'm going to book it too.
Because I know that Joe? they're like mature enough where they would totally give
what
us
if it was
space.
Just Joe?
We would have Joe Volpis, we'd have an issue.
What if it was Mike?
Because Joe would for sure show up at your dorm.
He'd be texting you
like,
every
knock,
day.
Like, with like, his camera, like, what's going on here?
Muppies.
Yeah, he's like, do you want to do a mukbang down at the pool? Like,
it's all inclusive.
I'd be like, buddy, I am on my honeymoon, Joe.
Hotel cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Resort cheeseburger.
That is so funny. Okay. For the past 2 years, our family has been doing Secret Santa, but the thing is that we are using an app to draw names. Within the app, each person is able to add junky-looking items from a product page that pulls from different sources. I believe this defeats the purpose of Secret Santa, as I thought the gift giving was supposed to be a surprise. The first year we did it, I ended up putting things on there, but ultimately it was ignored. So this year I gave a brief description of my likes and interests. Now I'm getting anonymous messages that I need to add things to my wish list, but still I refuse and have just added more to my likes and interests. Am I wrong in that Secret Santa should be a surprise gift, and am I the asshole for refusing to comply?
I think Secret Santa should be a surprise gift.
I think so too.
Yeah. I don't think you should be making a list for Secret Santa, although I do understand not wanting to get junk.
Yeah. I think if you're like in a work setting and like maybe you don't like know everyone well.
And this is a work setting?
I don't
or really. Wait, what did you say? Was it my family?
Family.
Neighborhood or what?
Family.
Family. Ugh.
Like they should just know. I don't know. I think it would be weird to
we
make a
Secret
list for
Santa
Secret Santa
with my in-laws, but we also put on it what we want.
Oh, oh, you did.
Someone gets it for you.
Like, oh, yeah. I don't like. It's not
we
like
have a budget
that's a prize.
Set.
And I feel like
yeah.
it's more
but that's
fun
like, but
it's
that's
like,
the only gift that's like exchanged. So I don't need to get my brother-in-law
no,
a gift.
Of
I don't
course.
Need to
yeah,
get
yeah.
this a gift. I only have one person, and that's.
But it's
my
fun
splurge.
In the sense, like if we did it and I got you, I would be like, okay, like VHS.
Yeah.
Like something.
Okay. I think if
like,
it's
I
like
thinking
fun
of things.
The family situation, I think though, it doesn't work very well. Yeah. Or he's not that much of an asshole for. Putting it forward, but
I'm like getting family gifts is Secret Santa. Like it's
yeah.
already
kind
like
of, yeah.
just
yeah.
what the fuck am I gonna get them?
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know. I like the fun of it.
Yeah,
a little Yankee swap.
Yankee
I know.
Swap?
I like it too.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as Secret Santa?
White elephant. That's
white
where
elephant.
Everyone brings a gift and then
oh,
they're
and
all in the middle.
It?
You pull it. You
that.
Steal it.
No, it's fun.
Mike's like, no, you're supposed to get 8 gifts.
Why do you hate it?
Because I never win.
There's no yeah. winner.
Yeah, someone me ends with, up getting something sick, and I end up with I get
yeah.
stolen. It's like whoever
like
goes.
Michael Scott brought an iPod, in the
it sucks it when like you get the shitty gift and nobody wants.
That's
that,
what I'm saying.
And then you're stuck with it, and you have to watch this whole charade go down.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't like it. I don't gamify gift giving. We could let's play a game if we want to play a game. Let's play Fishbowl. Not if there's an Xbox, I want it. I don't want to have.
Yeah, but.
I don't
you
like
would
it.
All be spending, what, $400 on a gift?
I feel like the ones that I've been to, they're like it makes it more dramatic because there is like a sick gift, some medium gifts, and then some garbage junk. And it's like, that's what makes it fun is that you get. I've never been to
a
one
gift
where,
card Yankees swap where they're all just gift
oh,
cards.
That's fun.
I feel like those would get like swapped and stolen around like a lot more
yeah.
than
that's a good idea.
Items.
Just
I
like
think
a bunch
it's
of $50.
Silly. I feel like when like I do something like that, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Like I go in and I'm like, okay, I'll get like a silly little gift. Yeah. I think 1 year I got a heated blanket.
Oh, hell yeah. I know. 1 year I think I wanted to get a tushy, but I didn't. But that's like a good one.
Yeah.
Not a tushy. Wait, is it tushy?
A bidet?
No, sorry. The thing that you just put your feet on.
Squatty potty.
Yeah, squatty potty. Because they have like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Oh, I gave a hot item for a goofy white elephant.
What's a goofy white elephant?
So, give me a contest. Couples cabin trip. Bunch of couples. We're just there to drink and party over 3 days. And it was like a $10 budget of what you could get, but it had to be like silly and goofy. I got the...
Rock'em Sock'em Boppers. Like the blow up ones?
Yeah, those were a huge hit.
Oh, everyone messaged.
But I got.
Trade.
I got light up chopsticks.
Oh.
Or like drumsticks.
Sushi in the dark.
I was pretty disappointed with those. They were bad. Yes, it was like that.
Sushi
and I was a little like, fuck. I hated that. But.
Like something from Spencer's Gifts or Hot Topic or.
Yeah.
Light up.
But what are you doing with knock 'em, sock 'em boppers?
Yeah.
What?
You gonna hit each other with sock 'em boppers?
We're just drinking. It was good. It's a nostalgic toy. People just want to like get it and put it on. It was okay.
I think they're fun.
Are those just the gloves?
Like the big inflatable.
Yeah. I was thinking of that little, buttons you push in the people. Those are Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah. Sock'em Boppers. Sock'em Boppers were the inflatable thing. Sorry. Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yes.
Sock'em Boppers.
Sock'em Boppers.
Sock'em Boppers.
Next.
I got a funny one.
Slay.
Am I the asshole for putting fake gifts in my wife's stockings? I think this is hilarious, but my wife is pissed off, and I guess I made her cry. The language already.
I guess I made her cry. Classic.
Yeah.
I put some rug holders, not her gift, in her stocking to see what would fit and decided to leave them there to see if she would cheat and peek. She did. The same day as I was putting the kids to sleep. She was a little peeved and reminded me that she hates surprises. So I owned up to it. I got a laugh and moved on. Fast forward to this morning. I told her I was going to get more stuff for her stockings, and I did. Roughly 100-ish, I think it means $100, of her favorite treats, gift cards, and snarky mugs. I also picked up 4 cans of tuna and baked beans. I put the beans and tuna in the stockings and her real gift in a different bag. When she gets back, I explicitly tell her not to look, knowing that she will, and about an hour later, she asked me to run an errand before her parents arrive. I come back to a very angry and crying wife, and forgetful me starts asking, wait, what's wrong? She says that she was putting the groceries downstairs where the stocking is, and then I clue it in to come back and make fun of her, and I knew you would do this, and I warned you not to look kind of way. I still think it was well played, and she had everything she could ever need, so am I the asshole?
No.
It's hilarious.
It's funny.
She sounds like insufferable. A nightmare.
The tuna can, the tuna cans maybe could be a little.
Yeah, but like you're cheating.
I know. Wait, what?
Like you're looking at your
gifts. Oh, I think I meant someone was cheating. I missed that.
Like you're cheating at Christmas.
But she does say she hates surprises.
I know.
But it's like not your stocking stuffer. Well, no,
it's a surprise because she's looking at the gifts before Christmas.
She wants to know what they are.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah, sorry.
You're cheating.
You break the rules. He should continue to do it until she learns her lesson.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, that is, yeah.
We're all on the man side here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you guys are the opposite of Reddit. Everybody said that this guy was the asshole.
We're always opposite of Reddit.
Whoa.
This is also the flag to me, is where his first line is, I guess I made her cry.
No, of course. I think.
That kind of language is like.
Yeah, but after reading the whole, initially I was like, oh, you guess.
He would be an asshole if he literally gave this to her as
a gift.
They don't know each other that well. This is not that great of a relationship. Like, if Patricia was crying over tuna cans, I'd be like, babe, obviously I'm not giving you fucking tuna cans. I'm not giving you baked beans. What is wrong
Nuts.
With you? It's a joke.
Yeah.
You think I would do that? You really think I would do that?
That's true.
He's just like trying to be silly.
Yeah,
he's
if like, I was in my stocking peeking. And saw that, I'd be like, okay, it's...
Yeah.
He's fucking with me. But maybe she just has no sense of humor. What are the people on Reddit saying?
Okay, so one person says...
miserable people on Reddit
I know. I'm with you guys. I think it's just like he's being silly. I think she's a little crazy. Just like... A, don't peek, and B, trust that your husband is going to get you what you want, but...
Yeah, it's also like, you hate surprises? Okay, then be like, Christmas is banned.
Yeah,
no gifts ever.
Right. Well, how early do you want to know? Do you want to just pick the gifts?
Like, yeah.
It says, your actions in and of themselves are an asshole, but your utter nonchalance at hurting your wife's feelings and knowing that you would hurt her a second time makes you an asshole.
No.
And then someone said, if she hates surprises, she probably hates pranks. Pranks are only fun when both sides like them.
This is stupid.
She's peeking.
It's not really like a prank. It's just like, I know you're going to like some
stuff. Yeah, he's like, hee hee hee.
Right, yeah. Did y'all ever peek at presents?
Oh, yeah. I had my stocking, yeah. I did once, and I was like traumatized.
I
fully
found a BB gun. Whoa. Wow, a BB gun. I knew I was getting
it. I like this. That's like a good little thing, like for future children.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of shitty stuff in there.
It's bad luck to peek.
I honestly, if I was the wife and I peeked, I'd be like, oh, thank God I didn't like see anything I'd actually get. Like, I'd be like,
oh, happy that it was tuna cans?
Well, I'd be like, I didn't spoil anything, thank God.
Well, no, but what if, like, Nolan did that and you were like, why did he get me that?
I think looking at it, though, I'd know that it's not real.
You think? But then what if it was?
Baked beans? Oh, Sunkissed, my favorite.
It wouldn't make sense. I'd be like, well, then what?
Yeah,
you're just like upset Christmas morning. All right, let's open them.
It's like a gold necklace.
A heavy.
Yeah,
like after that,
like an engagement ring.
I would have returned everything that I got her after that display.
Is that the stockings is the one thing that I don't have, which I do feel like is pretty sick.
A stocking?
Yeah, because it's stockings,
they are pretty
work?
Sick, man.
They're kind of fun.
It's your name on a stocking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be your name, but yeah.
But it's like a stockings. Bonus. It's like a mini game.
Once, do you guys do stockings first and then presents
first,
or presents and then you finish with the stocking?
No, stocking beginning.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think we save stockings for last.
Oh no, see, that's like the appetizer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you take it off of the wall, or you just chimney. Stick your hand in and then the chimney? Okay.
Chimney with care.
Do you
take the stocking off the
and
wall.
Each one, it's one stocking
put them
per
on
person?
Your feet.
Well, growing up, I had like three.
That all said Aaron on them?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, that's sick.
Because I was an only child and it was easier. It was like socks, underwear, just like little things like
red
that.
Red socks hat.
Like, they're like, why do I need to wrap a fucking sock?
It's just, it's just like a bonus round. Like on Hanukkah.
Chapstick.
Hanukkah's
toothpaste. Underwear.
Flossers.
Toothpaste.
Oh, so it's like
all of that.
Toiletry, stuff you're going to need anyway.
And gift cards.
Or like a CD.
Yeah, that's so sick.
I got to open one gift every night before
Christmas.
You get
to pick. Ooh, but
you got your own Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Under the tree.
That's
why
you wanted to be
they
Jewish.
Go, here's the gift.
Oh, I don't remember. But I feel like it was like always a CD.
Yeah.
I feel like I always got to pick out a gift like a couple days before too.
Wow.
I'd be like one gift today, one gift tomorrow. Maybe like a day before.
Before we did Christmas with my dad's side of the family, we got to open up one Game Boy game.
Oh,
like so we could play it when we went to like
on the
this
way
big
up.
Party because my brother and I were the youngest and it was a bunch of teenagers and we would just sit there and play on our
smart
but we'd have a
nerds
game to like look forward to because I think my parents knew that it was just like we felt so young and lonely.
Nolan yesterday got one of my gifts in the mail and he was like, open it. I was like, huh? And he was like, no, it makes sense because they were the ornaments. He got
me Harry Styles ornaments.
No, it's the X Trilogy, X Pearl Maxine. Yes. Ornaments are so cute. One's an alligator, one's an axe, and one's
the duck.
Oh yeah,
like a goose.
Yeah, what we were both kind of like, wait, I don't remember this from the movies.
I think that's one of the first ones. I can't remember all the deaths and everything that goes down.
Are those movies scary?
They're more like gory and dark than like scary.
Yeah, they're not like scary where it's like, ah, it's just like
it's like
dark.
Oh
yeah.
Ugh. Not for me.
Yeah, I see clips of her screaming on TikTok and I'm like, I don't want to see it 2 hours of this. This is a nightmare.
Okay, I have one. Am I the asshole for telling my daughter that her holiday plans are selfish? My daughter is 24. She recently got married. She and her husband recently bought a log cabin on a small island in the middle of a lake.
Oh my God, cute.
The lake is in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my God.
And at least a good 6-hour drive from my house. Her father and I invited them to our house for Christmas Eve dinner, which is a tradition in our family. However, my daughter told me that she and her husband are planning to spend December 14th to January 6th at their cabin. Just the two of them and their dog. Even though the lake will be frozen in the winter, they plan on getting there by snowmobile.
This is crazy.
Just their way of making sure they won't have an excuse to entertain guests. I told her that they can't just shut themselves out from the world during the holidays. I haven't seen them since the spring. It's breaking my heart that my own daughter would be so callous. My husband agreed and lectured her over the phone. Oh. Now my daughter isn't returning our texts.
Wonder why.
Oh, am I the asshole here?
I mean.
What? She's 24 years old, married, got a log cabin, and spending with her husband on a log cabin.
And the way the language this woman's using.
I'm just going to be devil's advocate here. I cannot imagine being a parent in the first Christmas that my child is like, I'm not coming home. Like, that must be so hard.
And she hasn't seen her since spring.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to go the full year, and you only saw it do the whole, what, 9 months of not seeing your parents? I don't know. And you're doing December 14th to January 6th on a cabin on an island in the middle of nowhere.
Sounds amazing. No,
I don't think that she's an asshole for doing it. I'm just saying, like, I understand, like, the reaction. Like, it's probably, like, the first time her daughter's ever been away. Like, you're just, it's like a grieving process.
The way this woman is writing,
they should have lectured her and been like,
I feel like it's
my husband lectured her and now she's not returning my, it's so callous. Like, this woman sounds,
you're pushing her further
away. Like, it's all, it's all, she's acting like she's doing it to her mom.
Yeah, but like, that's probably how it feels to her.
But it's not the truth.
If it were me, like, as a kid, and like, of course, when like I started celebrating Christmas with TJ's family, like, that's, I'm sure, so hard. My parents didn't lecture me, but I did like hold a little bit of grace, especially the first time, to be like, okay, they're just like kind of mourning this process in life right now. So but like, don't fucking do it again.
Yeah. Like, I, this is the first year I'm not going to be with my parents like ever for Christmas. And I was like, I feel so bad. Like, I don't know. And they're like, it's fine. But I'm just like, I feel weird. Cause I'm like,
I just think 21 days, you're going to be 6 hours away.
What do you think they're doing? Murdering someone?
Well, they live there, right?
No, it's their vacation.
It's like, see it as like a vacation. I don't know why someone would be living on a cabin in the, on an island in the middle of the lake. But you're 6 hours away. You're committing to 21 days.
Yes, it's their break. It's their, they're married. They bought.
You couldn't just come for 2 days just to go see your parents for Christmas.
Trip,
I kind of get that.
Like,
I do too.
This is okay. So everyone says they're the asshole in the situation.
The parents,
but
are.
If I, no, yeah, the parents are the asshole. Oh. But I would, I wouldn't lecture my daughter. But I'd be like, you're telling me out of the 21 days, you can't just come and make your mom just a little bit happy for just say that
this woman sounds unreasonable.
Can we just have a little bit of Christmas as a family?
I don't think she sounds unreasonable.
I don't think she would be okay unless it was on Christmas Eve. Like, she's like, no, you're not coming on the 14th. That's not Christmas. You have to be here on the 20th. Like,
yeah,
that's the way that this woman writes.
Going through it.
Yeah.
They're just saying, the top comment is they're adults and they can do whatever they want. Right.
Yeah. Also, their first.
Have you stopped to consider why they would rather be in a cabin in the middle of nowhere instead of at your Christmas Eve dinner?
Damn.
You're the asshole.
That's mean.
Wait, can you say that one more time?
They said, have you stopped to consider why they would rather be in a cabin in the middle of nowhere instead of at your Christmas Eve
dinner? That doesn't mean that they don't like them.
Of course.
No, but it's just a good moment of reflection for this woman who's maybe like.
They probably really don't like them.
I wonder what the relationship is like with the parents and the daughter, because, like, who knows?
Probably, yeah, sounds like pretty close.
Maybe. Or who knows? Like, maybe they've been overwhelming her whole life. And she's like, finally,
I think you should incentivize them to come. Say, we got you a new snowmobile.
We'll get you a reward.
We got you a new snowmobile. So if you come out here, we got you something so nice. It'll be perfect for your cabin. But you have to come here.
Oh, my God.
Try something to lure them in.
Like, if you and Patricia were like, we're going to, like, stay at a cabin this Christmas. And you told your parents and they lectured you. Would you be like...
I think you would understand.
I wouldn't see my parents lecturing me.
But if they did, you'd be like, what?
I would understand if they did. I would understand it. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, shit, good point.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. But I would never do that.
You would never spend Christmas not
I would never ditch my parents for like a whole Christmas season. I don't think so.
Oh, I see.
I would at least come and spend a couple days like before. Because I've spent Christmas without them. I haven't spent Christmas without them this year. But I'm going home for a stretch of it.
Yeah.
Sad. That's got to be tough. I read something. It was like a Twitter thread yesterday, and it was this woman whose like son wasn't coming home or whatever, and they were spending. He was just married or has a girlfriend, and they were spending Christmas with her family. And this lady was so fucking mad. And all the replies were like, okay, but like, think of how her family would feel if she didn't come. She's like, I don't give a fuck about them. This is about me. And I was like, okay, that's a little extreme.
That's crazy.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But like, Jesus, I know that's like so crazy. That must be so sad.
Mm. I have one. It's kind of giving Matt.
Okay,
like, let's hear it. A problem Matt may have. It's just silly. Mm.
Is it about something tacky?
Am I the asshole for refusing to buy a new Christmas tree this year?
Ooh, love this.
My girlfriend wants a new fake tree this year, and I do not. We live together, and this will be our second Christmas together decorating our place. We decorated our white tree beautifully last year. We spent a lot of time and money making it right. My girlfriend wants another one with a refreshed theme and ornaments and a star. I just thought we would repeat the tree and told her I'm not interested in putting in the work again for a new one, especially when we have ours pulled out and ready to be put up. And with all the shopping already for the holidays, scrambling to get tree decorations is just not something I want to add to our plate. We don't share any financial account or anything, but I told her my budget plan was for gifts. I wasn't ready for another tree. After I said no, she immediately said her Christmas spirit is crushed. There is no point in it. We had a small back and forth so that I could understand how her spirit is crushed. She said she wants three different trees to alternate across the years, and that last year's is already boring to her. Am I the asshole for being stubborn about no new tree? Maybe she feels upset because her idea got shut down.
Well, I don't blame her for wanting something else than a white tree.
That's a little dated.
Who the fuck is buying white trees?
I don't know.
They're so ugly.
Maybe she just has regrets and is like, I need to.
You're going to eventually get rid of that white tree. Yeah. That's going to happen.
Well, the fact that she wants three trees in rotation is really
crazy. Rotate it every Christmas, is she saying? I don't know. That's a little.
I think the point of buying a fake tree is like you get a good one and then you keep it until it starts, a piece of shit.
Yeah.
She might be using that as a negotiation. Like, no, we'll recycle them. But really, the white tree is going to go in storage.
So why don't you just have the peace of mind and donate the tree and give that tree to someone else who really needs a little tree?
Well, because they were like,
she still wants the white one in rotation.
Well, I don't know. What's her budget? I want to know what this budget is for.
Yeah, I mean, if I was him, I'd be like, you buy it then.
Yes, she should buy it.
Where are we storing it?
Right.
Three trees?
Who fucking knows?
That's a lot.
I don't know. Doesn't say.
I think you should get rid of the white tree.
It is.
But I don't think you need to keep it.
I don't think anyone's like an asshole here. I think it's like silly.
Yeah.
No.
I'd be like, why do we need another tree?
I feel like if I was a guy, I'd be like, if you want another tree, be my guest and you can go get everything. Like, I'm fine with that. I just don't want to be paying for it because it wasn't in my budget.
Yeah. But if it's crushing her Christmas spirit.
It's so dramatic.
I think you can indulge in like one fun thing for the Christmas spirit.
My spirit would be crushed too if I had a white tree.
Do you guys have real trees or fake trees?
This year we have a fake tree.
Fake, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had a real... Well, I guess...
LA liberals. Everything's fake.
Well, I had a real tree, but then it got all in my living room rug. And then I was like, I don't ever want to do this again.
Oh, because like the little pins and needles
fall
off.
Fire hazard and stuff. Yeah. And then every year you're going to have to spend $250 on like a...
To get it removed.
Just to buy a new tree every year. So it's better to like...
We're saving the planet.
Yeah.
I feel like it smells so good though to have a real tree.
But you can buy little scenting sticks, ornaments. We just did it last night. Our whole house smells like our Christmas tree.
Oh, cute.
We got those 1 year and TJ like did not stop sneezing. He was like allergic to them. So haven't done it since.
What were they?
Like just like the pine scent.
Oh, yeah.
I have another tree one.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for having a rainbow Christmas tree in a communal area when my roommate hates it?
Oh.
I, 23 female, live with three other people. Viola, Seb, and Olivia. Isn't that, what is that movie? It's based on some Shakespeare thing. Viola, Seb, and Olivia.
Is that?
The one with Amanda Bynes.
Oh.
Taming of the Shrew?
Aren't
those their names? Anyway,
I don't know.
We rent a 4-bedroom house and moved in together in August. I knew Viola and Seb before we moved in together, and Olivia answered our ad for a roommate. She seems nice. We don't interact much, but we've not had any issues so far. I own a rainbow Christmas tree. It's one of those plastic ones. I bought it about 6 years ago, and it's important to me, so every Christmas I put it up. It's about 5 feet tall. It's not to everyone's taste, but I've not done anything over the top with it beyond it being a rainbow Christmas tree. I have some plain silver decorations that I put on, but I use them sparingly because I'm aware that it just being a rainbow tree is already a lot. Viola and Seb each have their own trees. They're also artificial and both green and look more conventional, look like more conventional Christmas trees. The viola is Jewish and has fake snow. Viola and I have been roommates consistently for a few years now, and we've always put both mine and her tree in the living room. So we did that this year too, and Seb did the same. We put all three trees up together yesterday. We asked Olivia if she wanted to join us, and she said no, though she never objected to the trees going up. However, once the trees were built, Olivia came out of her room and came to eat with us, glancing in the living room on her way, and when we sat down, she started asking about the trees. Specifically, she was asking about mine. I told her that I've had it since I was 17. It's very sentimental, and I put it up every year. She asked if I could put it in my room because it was an eyesore. I said I'd rather keep it in the living room because that's where the other trees are, and I'll just have to bring it down again on Christmas Eve. Olivia said it was ugly and obnoxious, and she wished we'd consulted her before it went into our joint living space. Viola then said she had no problem with it, and she wanted it to stay there, saying that as we've lived together for 6 years now, it doesn't feel like Christmas without it.
Oh.
Olivia asked Seb what he thought, and Seb said he liked it, but it's Olivia's place too, so she should get a say. Olivia then said she was saying no to the rainbow tree and wants it gone. I said I feel strongly about keeping it where it is, while Olivia said again that it has to go. Olivia is now saying I'm being an inconsiderate asshole, putting my feelings above all else and trying to upset her, and I need to remove it from the common area because she hates it and doesn't want to be forced to see it whenever she walks into the room. Seb is saying that it's her home too, and if she feels this strongly, we should accommodate her. Viola is saying that if anyone even thinks about moving that tree, she will personally glue it to the living room floor.
Oh my.
Oh boy.
Am I the asshole for wanting to keep the tree where it is?
Ugh.
Imagine being four Christmas trees in your living room. That's this is like
too many in general.
You know what? Keep it up. If there's two to compliment it, you gotta. I think it kind of brings a fun, funky balance with it all.
If you walked into my house
and you had, if you were living with a bunch of girls, like if you and TJ had this up, I'd be like, what's going on here?
But these aren't all girls.
Oh, okay. Right. But it's just young. It sounds like young people, friends.
Yeah.
Living in a house. This is the time where I think where you can have a little fun and wackiness and everyone's personality can be shown in the space.
Yeah.
I get that one girl wants there to be like an aesthetic to it all and she thinks it really tosses off the vibe. You know what? Wait till you get your own place to do it. I think you got to kind of meet halfway. I do think the rainbow.
But what is halfway?
By just having it up with the other three. I think it's just
so
like
four trees?
All trees or none.
Yeah, like what would halfway be? She was like, I don't like this one in the living room.
I don't know.
First thought was put it in your room.
Yeah, that's my...
That's definitely what she asked. And she was like, no, it's too sentimental to me. I'm not moving
That's it. Crazy, though. Like, what?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I see both sides
here. I know, I do too. It's also like, is she like in the LGBTQ plus community? Is that why it's a rainbow tree? And she's like, doesn't...
Is she homophobic?
Right, and she's like, I don't want the rainbow tree.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I had a roommate that was gay on a rainbow tree, I'd feel weird being like, I don't like
that. Put your gay tree
away. Put your gay trans tree
away. Stop pushing your gayness onto me.
Like, that seems wrong, too, so.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Who wrote this in? The person with the rainbow tree?
Yes.
She wants it.
I feel like if that was part of it, they would have.
I feel like she probably would have been like, I'm.
I agree, but. Yeah.
It's a tough one.
If they're spending, I don't know.
It's tough with roommates.
It is.
I think that's like the thing.
I think common areas should be, well.
Like you should all agree upon it. I agree there. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know if I would make a stink about it.
It's got to be, I think, how many people is this total?
Four. And it's 2v2. Two people want to glue it to the floor and the other two are like,
I'm trying to think about how to get some sort of majority rule here.
I know. You do a poll on Instagram. Does the tree stay or does the tree pick out of a hat? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm so conflicted.
It really has to do with if she's
not about it being a rainbow tree, but like I do want like a nice cozy space and I feel like it would toss it off. I would be like, I feel like I could have a sense of humor of expressing it, even if I had a gay roommate, just to be like, can we just put it like in your bedroom? I'll help you decorate, I'll help you move it.
Yeah.
We just want to keep the vibe. It's just a little harsh on the eyes. It's nothing to do about the The pride of it all. It's just, it's you're like, not feel cohesive you get June. To the space.
But she's like, no, I want it out there.
You can bring your
then
tree
I'd be
up.
Like, fine, because it's only going to be up for a couple weeks and I'm going home for the holidays. Like, yeah. You're
what
not
going
to, like,
stay in LA.
Oh, boy, if you're really doing, I don't
you
know.
You have to stay there with the tree on Christmas.
That's just what you have to
just
deal with.
Just say, you can keep your tree up during June.
Oh, my God. I just
what,
got that.
What? Why can't they just do one tree?
Like, I know. One the fact that one. Everyone has a tree, that alone is that's, like, what the fuck?
These people are insane.
Could you imagine when we lived together if we had three
no,
Christmas trees?
No, but in my
trees?
Mind, I'm like, I feel like it was just funny anyway. Like, we probably would have.
Then put it, it gets something in the common area, but put it in the dining room or something.
How big
like,
is
get
your
it
house?
Away yeah. From yeah. Like
are the, they like in their 20s?
They're 23.
30? Okay. It just seems like a funny house to me.
You've
like,
had it for 6 years? So she's had yeah. It since she was like 16 years old. Like, yeah. Or
yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
5 feet tall is not small. Like that is
that's a tree.
That's how tall I am.
That is a big tree.
A rainbow one. Let's look at a rainbow Christmas.
They're
yeah,
very
yeah.
Ugly.
I can already like, visualize.
I'm
it.
Imagining
like
Michael's.
Paris Hilton has one.
Like I'm imagining like a small one from Michael's. I can't imagine yeah, a big
okay.
One.
Like there's one that I'm like, okay, yeah. That looks kind of nice, and then there's one where I'm like, absolutely not. So if it was this.
That's not too
oh,
bad.
Oh, that's not that bad.
But like, y'all, but if it was this.
Yeah, but oh, the no. Other one
seems like, if oh, it was this, no, this no, is no. A pinata. Yeah. This is not a tree.
Okay, I was thinking more of the like pastel rainbow one.
Okay.
That those makes ones my stomach
like,
hurt.
Those ones look like more the ornaments and the lights they make the rainbow, but it's on a green tree. Type in like pastel
oh,
rainbow.
The pinata tree is not good.
God, there was an American flag one I just saw.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, like this?
Yeah, that's
keep
what
it up.
I...
Keep it up. That's fine.
That's a little
but if
harsh.
We're doing like primary colors, like oh. All of that, like
Yeah, she posted it saying like this is what it looks like, but the link had expired.
Damn.
Oh, bummer.
I know.
That sucks.
I know. Either
that's
way.
Tragic.
This is
years
tough.
Ago.
I don't know.
I
don't
think,
have an answer either.
I think one tree and either everybody agrees on the tree or there's no tree.
Actually, here's what I think. I think every year they should put
I was just going to say
yeah,
that. But
their names in a bucket and whoever gets drawn, their tree goes in the living room and yeah. They, oh. The other people put it
hers
in the room.
Hers gets like, no, I think maybe not even the hat. I think they rotate.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So then it's fair for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, but if, I mean.
To draw sticks.
Or.
I would, yeah, they, randomize it.
Or they keep them all in their rooms, but one person has it in the living room and they switch it out each week.
No, but then that's dragging up and down the stairs.
Oh, up and down the stairs. Okay, I'm like picturing a small tree. Like small trees.
No, it's 5 feet.
No, it's
your
right.
I know,
you
that's
get some, like,
and
dark
then on the
green
stand?
Garland, kind of, and you like wrap it to like kind of make it like
compromise.
Compromise.
Like, they spray paint it green.
Make it look like
yeah.
A little cohesive.
Like, oh. I just feel like you're going to come home one day and this girl is going to have taken your tree up to your room.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're common
gonna,
area
they're
going to
break up over this tree, this whole friend group.
Four people's, that's too many opinions.
It's too many roommates.
Too many trees.
Yeah, everything,
if my,
yeah.
If my roommate was gay, I'd be like, if it means that much.
I know, we don't know if they are gay or not.
It might just be they just like the tree. Like,
yeah.
I'm just a big fan of refracted light.
Yeah, like pretend it was a white tree.
I feel like, I don't know.
A purple tree.
A grimace tree.
A grimace tree.
I'm not
going
to be inviting people.
A brat, yeah, a brat yeah. Tree. Could you imagine a brat tree?
Or maybe just remove the tree for a bit. Take all the pictures of like how you just wish you could visualize the space and then put it back. And,
I got to get some Hanukkah decorations. I want to get in the Christmas or the Hanukkah spirit.
I was just going to ask.
We can wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. We're done. Oh.
Are we recording?
I have a good one, but I can do it for our pod, Aaron.
Right after.
If we can, yeah.
Today?
Mm-hmm. Aaron, you okay there, pal?
No, I'm starving.
You hiccup when you're hungry?
Sometimes.
Hiccup when you're
my
hungry?
Stomach, like, it's like that when feeling hungry? When you feel like you're like about to puke because you're so hungry.
Yeah.
It's kind
Do
of
Do you want
I'm
my crust to my peanut butter sandwich?
Do you want
no.
A Cliff Bar?
Okay. No, I have food.
Do you want a hug?
I want to leave.
Okay, well, Merry
right,
Christmas.
We're leaving.
Happy
Merry
Hanukkah.
Christmas.
Thanks for being a listener in 2024. We'll be back in the new year. We'll see you next year.
Well, oh, no, we have another episode.
No, this is going on the 24th.
So, yeah, by the time.
Yeah, but then we'll have another one in December still.
Oh, really?
I think so.
What the heck? Yeah. Really? Oh, you're right.
The,
yeah, oh, the on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yay or nay.
That'll be next week.
Why
we're filming our New Year's Eve.
Why don't you pay attention to the schedule?
I listen. I have a lot of
be
things.
Like a three,
3, 2, 1.
Someone spending their New Year's moment watching Good Influences on a laptop.
And we give them the time. This is when you need to start it during countdown.
I remember to time it up.
Just like when the pandemic was happening, like June, I like was looking at my photos and something was like memory. And it was like January. It was New Year's. And we were all like 3, 2, 1. Woo! Pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate. If you hate the holidays, that's fine too. Some of us hate holidays and we love you. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Toodles.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.